Okay, today's Shir's Baba Basra, Daf Kufnu and Vav. Can I had a chatzi time to prepare this, so Avel Hashem, as much as we could do, we should know that maybe there's more here than we talk about. But hopefully we'll try to fill in the time. Okay. Where should we start from? Bottom of Kufnun Hey Amabez, third to last line. So if you remember yesterday's Gemara, we started the sugya of when a child is allowed to sell the property of the father. Talking about the whole parak is about shchimira, giving the property to the child. So when is the child allowed to sell it? So the Gemara discussed machlokas. Is it 20 years old or is it 18 years old? That was a discussion. So the Gemara said this is only regarding karka. But for metaltalin, he'd be able to sell even younger. It's just karka is a more substantive and important type of sale, so we wait until he gets a little older. What about edus? That's what Gemara said. He's allowed to give edus right when he's 13 years old, right when he's a gadol, but maybe even edus on karka is limited until he gets older. And now Amemar says, third to last line, Amar Amemar, umatanaso matana. Even though he's not allowed to sell the property until he's 18 or 20, but he can give the property as a present, even younger, once when he's a gadol, once he's 13 years old. Amalei Ravashi le'ameimah. Ravashi is what he means. He's just the opposite. Hashta uma zvini dimekabel zuze amar delo. If in a case where he sells something and he gets money for it, there we say he cannot sell. Dilma Mosil Mazvin. Maybe he's going to make a bad sale. Maybe he's going to lose money for the father. So Kalshkin Matanat Lomadilev Lomidi. Surely if he just gives it away, if he gives away the money, sure we should be more worried about Matana than about Mechira. So why should it be that Mechira he cannot do and Matana he can do? If you're just the opposite. So Ravashi Es Amemar. So Amar Lei, Amemar answers back, Ulu Taimeich. But according to you, Zavin Shavi Chamsha Beshisa, Chanami Dezvin Ezvine. What, it's just about a bad sale? So what if the son has great business acumen, and he makes a great sale? He sells something worth 5 for 6. So you say it works. The whole issue with because we don't want the father's estate to lose, so then if he makes a good sale, then we should let it work. So why don't you say that? Ella, Kim Luhul Rabbanan. This is Svara. Kim Luhul Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan assume, the Yanuka Makarva Daita Lagabe Zuze. Babies, children like money. They like money. They see money. They're like, oh, wow. They like the coins. The E Amrit Zvini, right? Maybe it's shiny coins. So they think that once they see these big shiny coins, right? If you look, they'll think, let's say in American terms, a nickel. Nickel's bigger than a dime. Oh, Nick, I want that one. It's bigger. Right, they don't realize the inherent values, but so they like money. The Amrit Zvini Zvini, and if you say they're allowed to sell, Zimni the Makarkashi Lezuze, sometimes people will jingle a bag of money in front of them, Azil Mazvil Kula Nifta Davu, and they'll sell all the property of the father. So when it comes to a sale and they're going to get the money in return, so that's where it could be a problem. Right, just think back a couple of weeks to Moshe Rabbeinu. What was he going towards first? Was he going towards the shinier item, like the average child, or not? So here, just jingle the money in front. Aval gabi matana, but by matana we don't have such a chash. Ilav dehavi lehanah minei, if the receiver wouldn't be doing anything good, giving any hanah to the child, lo aviyavi lematana. So the person wouldn't be giving them a matana anyway. So it must be that the makabel matana is being nice to the children and doing something that would make him worthy of receiving the matana. So that is why we allow matana, even though we don't allow sales. Amir Rabbanan to have matana, so matana delev dibluhu mili. So that's why we allow him to, the matanas to work, so that people do favors for them. People do favors for them, and then we can get matanas in return. So again, that's why even though there are exceptions to these cases, there might be a guy, a child who gives a matana for, does not get anything in return for it, doesn't get any favors, or a mechira where he makes a good deal, low plug, Chazal made a low plug, and therefore, in general, this is the rule. Not mechiras, but yes, matanas. Tosfos on top discusses, what's the suggested case the Gemara says? Ulu Taimeich, what did the Meimar ask Ravashi? He says, what do you mean? According to what you're saying, he'll sell it 5 for 6. So what do you mean? You say it's not going to be good? Of course, that's a great deal. So Tosfos, what do you mean? That's Oda. What, 5 for 6? Tosfos gets 4 answers. V'yim Tamar on top. Gam Bigdolim Nami. Ein Memkar O Memkar. What do you mean? Even by a Gadol, it shouldn't work if you sell something worth 5 for 6. But Kai Gavna Davi Bili Bitol Meklach Machzer Oda. Right, it's oh no, so forget a cut and doing it. So the pashtus is, like Tosfos' first answer, is v'yishlo, d'lav dafka nakat. Chamisha v'shisha. It doesn't mean literally. It just means a good deal. It means that the son makes a good deal for the father, for the father's property, so it should work. So that's how we would have understood this. But they just don't have to focus on the numbers so much. But the Gemara did give those numbers. So that's why there were three other answers in Tosfos. Inami, dafka. Maybe it's dafka this, v'yasi shapir, l'mashem, v'farish abeinu tam, de'eno no l'karkaos. We're talking about karka here. Eino no l'karkaos. If you remember, we mentioned in numerous times the three-way machlokas we showed him about eino no l'karkaos. Rashi has the most minimal shita. Rashi in Maseches Kiddushin in the second parak says that eino no l'karkaos just means that at shtus he gets to keep the sixth. Generally, the rules are less than a sixth rip-off, nothing changes, everything works, everything's fine. At a shtus, the deal stands and you give back the extra. And more than a shtus, everything is chozerbo. The whole deal is a megatos. So Rashi says if it's more than a shtus, for sure everything is chozerbo. But at a shtus, that's the difference between metaltalin and karka. That's just Rashi. It's very, very unusual to put that into the Gemara. You have a limud from the Gemara in another karkos, this major principle in another karkos. Sounds like something major. Rashi says it's a very limited idea. Bali Tosfos say a little bit more. Bali Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam included, says that in another karkos up until 100%. Up until 100%. So up until 100%, that's okay. More than 100% ripoff that you have to return. So here, that's 5 for 6. So I said, this is Rabbeinu Tam. This is Rabbeinu Tam. That's in and out of it would work here, and it would not be a problem. The Rambam, if you remember, the Rambam and the Rif say they have no limits. In and out of period. Meaning it sounds like no matter what. And the way the Nemuki Yosef explains those opinions in Bava Kamma, in the first parak, is that, using the line from the Gemara in Bava Kamma in the first parak, a dover hashaveh kol kesef. That's the language of the first parak in Bava Kamma describing karka. Dover hashaveh kol kesef. Land is worth whatever money you pay for it. What's the svar of Eino Lekarkos? It's not a gzeiras hakasef. The Rambam and the Rif hold because real estate, it's hard to put a price tag on. You could sell a cup. A cup you could say, oh, it's worth this, and if you pay this for it, you're overcharged. But real estate, there are so many factors. It depends on the neighborhood. It depends on what's in the real estate. It depends on what you're getting in the house. There's so many other factors. Whatever you pay for it, that's the price. That's the price. The real estate is high because that's the price in that area. So that's why there wouldn't be any limit on Eino no l'karkos. So those are the three shitas, but that's Tosfos referring to sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the middle sheet of Eino no. By the way, remember the Ramban in Parshas Bahar, where the Ramban says, even if you say Eino no l'karkos, in all the cases, there's definitely an Avera. There's definitely an Avera. There's definitely an Isser. Eino no, it doesn't have to be returns. But that is the Eino no l'karkos. Good. Number three says Tosfos Inami Kagod Sha'amar Beferish Yodea Ani She'eino Shava Kalkach. The guy isn't ripped off. He says, I know exactly this is what it's worth, but this is what I'm paying for it. Number three Inami Lo Yisbatel Lagamre Kivan Deleka Yoser Mishnus. Or the fourth is that the deal's still going to stand. You're right. You're going to have to return. But the deal's still going to stand, so that's why that example could still work out. Okay? Either way, these are the four answers that Tosfos gives for why does he give the example 5 to 6. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Botkin, now we say, do you check? We mentioned on Friday the sugya of Chazaka Darabba. So the Rabba that usually when a child is 13 years old, we rely, 12 or 13 years old, we rely that the child has brought simanim, has brought shtei sairus, even though we don't know for sure. Sometimes some children you know for sure. Some children, they have facial hair already at that age, but many do not. But we assume that there are shtei sairus, at least for lamaisa dinim d'rabanan. Dinim d'rabanan, we rely on chazaka d'rabba, but not for dinim d'araisa. So now Shmuel says, botkin, we check, even though a person is that age, but let's say a 13-year-old is getting married, so we check to make sure he's a gadol, because a katan can't get married. Botkin l'kiddushin, for kiddushin. L'gerushin, for gerushin. The Gemara will explain, why should you have to check for gerushin if memela you must have checked for kiddushin? What's the case? L'chalitza, for chalitza, ule mi'unin. And for miyun, as we know, mida oraisa, there are two ways for a woman to get married. She can get married herself, or her father can marry her off. Do kiddushei ketana. We generally do not do that bismanas anymore. The Gemara already says it is not a. The Gemara says it's not a good idea to do kiddushei ketana. But where's my kiddushin? Second. The The Gemara says it's not a good idea to do Kedushitan anymore, but at certain times in history, you know, this was something that the Klal Yisrael used. Tosfos, at the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, says, V'yachshav shenoagim l'kadesh benoseinu afilu k'tanos. Nowadays, we are mekadesh our daughters who are very, very young. Why do we do that? The Gemara says it's not a good idea. The Gemara says you shouldn't do that. Haino mishum shebechol yom v'yom ha'galus misgaber aleinu. Right, the galus gets worse every day. During the Crusades, v'im yeis sipek biyad adam achshav laseis labito nedunya. If somebody today could make sure his daughter is taken care of and find a wonderful guy, shemalachar zman lo yeis sipek biyado v'teishe bito aguna laolam. So that we have to take care of the children. They did this totally l'shem shamayim, and therefore that's why again in those days they didn't get married at 20. They got married probably at 13, 14, 15. So to do it at 10, 11, you know, not so far off. That's what Tosfos said. This, by the way, is the Tosfos that was quoted in the Shuvas last week about life insurance. Rav Avadia quoted this Tosfos. You see, taking care of the future, that's not a lack of bitachon. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. So that is what, not Lamaisa Kedusha Ketana today, Chas V'Shalom, but at least in those days. So that is so Mida Arisa. So there are two ways for a girl to get married: either she herself or her shliach, or kiddushe from her father. If her father died, so then the Chazal made up a kiddushin, a marriage Mida Rabbanon, which is called kiddushe miyun, which is discussed back in the 13th parak of Maseches Yevamos. Talks all about miyun, and that is that a daughter could get married based on her mother or brothers accepting kiddushin on her behalf, but before she becomes a gedola, she is allowed to just walk out of that marriage. Kiddushe miyun. She could do miyun. She could rebel and leave, and she does not need a get. So for miyun also, we check, because if she's a gedola, she can't do miyun anymore. So it's the opposite. But the other ones, we check to make sure she is a gedola, and by miyun, we make sure she's not a gedola. And v'limka b'nechsei aviv, the brisa continues, Shmuel continues, to sell his father's property, actually ben Eschim. It's got to be 20. Fine. Says the Gemara, v'kiva debadakna l'kidushin, l'gershin l'amali. Once you check for kidushin, so then, how is there ever going to be a case that gershin is going to be shayach? L'amali, so l'nitzuchel l'yibum. Okay, you're right. Doesn't really mean gerushin. Doesn't really mean gerushin. It means when a marriage ended, and you know yibum is going to take place. For yibum, you need, right? Gerushin means to divorce, to get married again. But it really is referring to yibum. The Tan, as the Mishnah says, that ben teisha shana v'yom echad shebal yevimto kana ve'nanosin get ad sheyagdil. I'm sorry, a case of yibum where he got married through yibum. Getting married through yibum, you do not need to be a gadol, because minas shamayim hiknu lo, but to get out of yibum, so that you need to be a gadol. So that's a case where you can have gerushin without kiddushin, because a 9-year-old is already can already do the kinyan of yibum, but he can't give a get until he becomes a gadol. So that's a case where you can have gerushin separate from kiddushin. Next, la chalitza. What about chalitza? La afuke midir Rabbi Yosi. What is the chiddush of saying you have to check for chalitza? A girl cannot do chalitza. Or a boy until she becomes a gedola. La afuki mid Rabbi Yosi, to exclude Rabbi Yosi. De Amar, because Rabbi Yosi says ish kasuv b'parsha. Ish, it says ish ba in the parsha of chalitza in parshas kisei tzei. Aval isha begdola begtana. Rabbi Yosi says even a ketana could do chalitza, could do the process of chalitza. Kamash malan de makshiran isha l'ish de lo k'Rabbi Yosi. That's the chiddush of our brisa, that we compare a man to a woman regarding chalitza, and therefore, just like you need a gadol, so too you need a gadola against the shita of Rabbi Yosi. Okay, just two points to talk about. Again, we can spend a lot of time on this, but first of all, chalitza. We haven't spoken about this in a long time. Similar to what we discussed yesterday in the Shir and Shabbos afternoon about Birchas Hanehanin, Matir versus Mitzvah, the same discussion is had in the Achronim. How do we look at Chalitza? Chalitza we know is a mitzvah. It's counted by all the Monia mitzvahs separately from Yibum. Yibum is one mitzvah, Chalitza is another mitzvah. The question is, how do we view the mitzvah of Chalitza? It's for sure a mitzvah, but by nature, is it deeper than just a mitzvah? Is it what we call a matir? It is the mitzvah which then allows the woman to get married. And it's a matir, inherently that's its function, to be a matir. Again, this question is asked by shchita, the question is asked by kiddushin, the question is asked a number of other mitzvahs. Just the many halachic considerations that come up. First of all, just a ha'ara, the Sha'ar Misyana Balacha back in Yevamos points out that the heter of heter Lashuk is not mentioned in the Torah, which is fascinating. The heter of after the woman does chalitza, she's allowed to get married to everybody else, it's not mentioned. Beferish in the Torah. So that itself might point to the fact that it's the mitzvah element, because it's not that you do this and then you become mutter. The mitzvah element by gerushin is v'yatza v'haysa l'shacher. Right, v'yatza and v'haysa l'shacher. It says it by gerushin. Mashenkin here, it doesn't say it beferish. But again, this is a major discussion. The first discussion we can have is, what if they don't, the man and the woman do not want to do chalitza or yibim for some reason? Do we force them to do one or the other? They don't want to do yibim, fine, we do chalitza. So do we force them to do chalitza? So do we force them? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim it starts, and then it gets to the Achronim. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Yibim, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezayin, Yivama Shetava Hayavam L'chalitza. The girl, the woman, says, come on, give me a chalitza, I want to get remarried. V'hi omeres, eini choletzes, v'lona telas ksuba, ela eshe bebeis ba'ali, kashar kol ha'almanos. And you know, she says, you know what? Or he wants to do it. And she says, no, I don't want to get married anyway. I'll just stay in my father's house like an almana. Ein shomin la. Shahari hiknu osal lazem min hashamayim. V'ratza miyabim, ratza choletz v'nosing suba. One or the other. The Rambam says, if she doesn't want to do it. Then the Rambam talks about the other way. So it sounds like from this Rambam, at least the first half of this Rambam, that it is a mitzvah, even if she's not interested. Right, and if you look in the Sefer HaKovitz, that's in the back of the Frankel Rambam in the Sefer Likutim. So the first Sefer HaKovitz in Hilchos Yibam, Mu mitzvahs azezu pashut tohu kishar mitzvahs kamo shofar velula v'domehem v'imhi v'hu merutzim shelo liyabim v'lo lachlotz v'ratzona l'sheves galmuda v'aguna. She wants to sit alone for the rest of her life. Bezdin kofin osam l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Bezdin forces them, just like Bezdin forces them about any other mitzvahs I say. So to here. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. Why don't you make a bracha on this mitzvah? So, there are reasons they don't make a bracha. Maybe it's compared to gerushin where there is no bracha for various reasons. Maybe sometimes it's a mitzvah baba. It's characterized as a mitzvah baba vera, say some rishonim, because yibum is really a greater mitzvah than chalitza. And therefore, if you do chalitza, it's inherently a bidyeved, even though nowadays we do it as a lechatchila. Other reasons given why there's no bracha, but there should be a bracha, and you have to give a reason why there's not a bracha. Because inherently it is a mitzvah. But if you look in the Chacham Tzvi, if you look in the Chacham Tzvi, you don't got to look far in the Chacham Tzvi. Simon Aleph in the Chacham Tzvi, Tzvi Ashkenazi, quotes, has the first case of discussion about a woman who did not want to do chalitza or yibum, and he says that's fine. Shaharei kol ikar masha anu kofon ala chalitza mishum lesa dida she'in chos minosa v'lo teagin v'teisev. The only reason we're forced by chalitza is because we don't want her to be closed off and remain in aguna for the rest of her life. V'yafal gav di amrina b'gemara kol shihu ye mitzvah lo mashinon. And even though we usually say in the Gemara, don't delay mitzvahs, al karchach lav hainu taima dekfiya mishum dekofon al kol mitzvahs I say. The reason isn't because that delaying. The only time you apply the concept of kfiya is only by a mitzvah that you can't get out of. If she wants to do it, so then we force him. Chacham Tzvi is beferish against the Sefer HaKovitz, that it is a pure matir. It's a mitzvah when you do it. But it's a matir, therefore, if they don't want to do it, then they don't have to do it. So that is the issue of kofin. Number one. Others. Again, there are other nafkamina. The Nitziv talks about in the She'otos, Kufnun Dalad, in Parshas Kisetze. He is a big believer of mitzvah. Big believer of mitzvah, not just matir. Labanu mized deikar mitzvah chalitza eino ba kedei lapojam en aziko kamo get sheina mitzvah el ba lapojam imenu aval chalitza ikara la mitzvah umemela hi nifteres. He quotes the Chacham Tzvi and says, I don't like that Chacham Tzvi. And then he says that you look in other places. He says, who has to go to who? Who has to go to who? Does the Yavam have to go to the Yavam's town, or the Yavam has to go to the Yavam's town? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Bez Hashem, in a couple of weeks, the Hayavama Holeches Achar Hayavam Lehatira. The Yavama has to go to the Yavam. Says the Nitziv, if it was all about the Matir, then the Yavama goes to the Yavam. Says the Nitziv, that she has the hurt, she needs the heter, so of course she should go to him. She's the one that's trying to do something. Why do you need a pasuk to teach me that halacha? It's a svara, just like Amosim Mechavir Olav Araya, which is a svara. Whoever has the hurt has to go prove it over there. So here too, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that the Yavam has to go to the Yavam. Says the Nesiv, that would be obvious if it was just a matir. Kamash Malan, it must be a mitzvah. So the way you can get out of that is that maybe that's gufa what the pasuk is teaching me. You can say that's the gufa what the pasuk is teaching me, that she has to go to him because it's a matir. So that is the Nitziv. Another fascinating discussion, also in Sanhedrin, is the chalitza of a melech or an eshas melech. Does a king do chalitza? So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, there's a machlokas. Davyud Chesman Aleph, the Mishnah, at the beginning of the second perek, the Mishnah says, Hamelech lo choletz v'lo choltzin le'ishto. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, imratzalach lo tol yabim zachru latov. Right, and they say back to him, ain't shomen lo. So what's the issue? Why shouldn't a Kohen be able to do chalitza or not? So the Gemara Daf Yutesima Beis asks on Rabbi Yehuda that according to the Rabbanan it's fine because it's not covetic. She's going to spit in front of the king. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say a melech could do it? Even if you say a rav can be mochel on his kavod, a melech is not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. The Gemara answers two words. Mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah shiny. Those two words carry a lot in it. Mitzvah shiny. What's the answer? Pashas, you could say, such as the matzah is a mitzvah. It's covered a mitzvah, and therefore, if it's a mitzvah, that's a raya. The Siv said, that's my raya. It's a lack of covenant to do a mitzvah. So what might be the other sheet? That guf might be the machlokas tanaim. The Rabbanan might say, a melech cannot do it. It's not a mitzvah. It's a matir. It's a pure matir. And therefore, doing it would be a pchisus in the covet. What about eishes melech? In eishes melech, the Mishnah says, we don't do chalitza to an eishes melech. Why? Because, Mar doesn't explain it. Rashi, the top of your Yotesma Beis. Mipnei she'asur li nasei. The Kohen Gadol's wife can't marry anybody else anyway. What? I'm sorry, now it's Melech, Melech's wife. And also, I can't marry anybody else anyway. Bibresha asura linase. She can't marry a hedyot, right? Only a king, right? So asura linase, meaning Rashi matir, pure matir. Says the Rishash on Rashi. Oh, I can't accept this. What is Rashi doing? Asura linase says the Rishash. L'chora hachanami de mitzvah chalitza eino bechteishatei muteris linase el she mitzvah. How could Rashi say this? It's a mitzvah. Mitam hakamus meitanu. For hidden reasons. Avim eino rotze lihinasi liolam. It's a mitzvah. So he says, he tries to give a different shot in Rashi. The pasuk is only referring to women who could get remarried, but obviously a mitzvah still applies. He tries to reread Rashi. Again, this is another issue that come up because he's bothered by the Rashi. I'll give you another example. What about an onain? Can an onain or an onenes do chalitza? Again, if it's a pure matir, then it could be allowed. If you look in the tshuva of the Maharit, he says she can't do chalitza. Can't do chalitza. Two reasons: because she can't have proper kavana. Number two, because it's a mitzvah, and onen is pater from all mitzvahs. What's the first day of the Maharit? Maharit says the first because she can't have proper kavana. Mashma, she can do it, but she just can't have proper kavana for the chalitza. So again, the issue might be mitzvah versus matir. Again, there's a lot more here, but we will stop. Mitzvah slav lahenos nitnu. Does it apply to chalitza? What type of kavana you need? Again, these are all issues that come up. Zakena, right, that's the same kind of issue, right? Women who are not going to be doing chalitza. That's the eishes melech. That's a zakena, and that's anyone like that. Okay, let us, katlanis, another one that post can talk about. A katlanis, right, if her first two husbands died, and now she has to marry the third one, so she's not marrying anyone, getting married anyway, according in those days, according to the Maker Adin. Okay, but that's our Gemara about chalitza. We said lafuki midi Rabbi Yossi. By the way, the other part of the Gemara, that kamash malan, what do we say? We compare isha to ish. We compare isha to ish, and therefore we say both of them have to be gedolim. So that relates to another major sugya of hekish comparing a man to a woman in terms of all their halachas have to be the same. You know what? Let's wait with that, and then we'll come back to it if there's time. Weiter. Ulemi unin. What is miunin? As we said, a woman walking out of the marriage midrabanan lafuki midrab Yehuda. The fact that we check whether she became a gdola or not is going against Rabbi Yehuda. Damar achayar b'shachar. Rabbi Yehuda says that not only does for miun, she can do miun even if she has shtei sairis. She just has to have a large number of shtei sairis. That she arba shachar until the black hairs outnumber everything else. So therefore, this has to be a lot. Kamash mon delok Rabbi Yehuda. Sweet paska, no. All you need is the minimum, and therefore Shmuel is telling you that we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Finally, v'limkar b'nichsei aviv ach yehe ben esrim. The last line of Shmuel was to sell in the father's property until ach yehe ben esrim, until you have to be 20, lafuki b'man d'amar ben Shmuel esrei, right, to go against the opinion who said yesterday 18, so we paskin 20. V'hilchasa, now just finishing up, halach l'maisa from the past blot, toch zman kilifnei zman. Toksman, if somebody is in their 18th year or 20th year, as we said yesterday, so what is that considered? Kilifneizman, so that is not old enough. If somebody's 19 years old, it's not good enough, even though they're in their 20th year. Not good enough, and therefore they can't sell. Vehilchasa, and that's what we paskin. Vehilchasa kegidal bar menashe, and we paskin like gidal bar menashe that said yesterday, a child who is yodeya b'masa umatan, right, a very precocious child. First wide line of the Rashbam, he reminds us of what gidal bar menashe said yesterday. You have a child who's 13 years old, who's a very precocious child, he could sell even from Karka, the Hilchasa Kim Marzutra, and Halacha is also like Marzutra, who said yesterday that for Edus Metaltalin, he can be Mayud right away when he's 13 years old. The Hilchasa Ke Amemar, and Halacha is like Amemar that we started off today's daf with, that Matana is okay. Matana could even be from 13 years old. The Hilchasa Ke Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Bakulu, and Halacha is like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, in all of these cases that we just had in Amman Aleph, the Brice up of you all have to check for age for Shtei Sairis in this case. Fine. The Rashbam does add the last three lines of the Rashbam before the Mishnah. The Ikala Meimar Dafka Benichsei Aviv. This whole limit that he can't sell until he's 20 is only property that he gets from the father. Aval Benichasem Shenas Nitnu Lava Matana. If he gets any property as a gift, O Shekana Metaltalin She'ena Mirushas Avosav, or he gets property he gets from somewhere else. He wins the lottery, then he can do whatever he wants with it, because that's his own stuff. So he has das. We assume a gadol has das, but we have a higher standard when it comes to the father's properties, his father's karka. But if he gets it from somewhere else, then we would allow this gadol to sell it. Okay. What is the source for gavlus, by the way? What the source for becoming a gadol for 13 years old? Say it anywhere in the Torah, 13 years old. We discussed this a little bit back, Parshas Shlach, in the shiur I gave by my son's bar mitzvah. Sorry? Yishmael, but it was called a nar. But one pasuk is that if you work out the math, Shimon and Levi were 13 years old when they killed Shechem. And they're called Ish there. That's what the Chuvas Arash says. That's the it's one makar, and the other makar is Halach Moshe Mesinai. Just like all shiurim in the Torah. But that's one makar given ish, or the halacha of Shmuel. There are others, I don't remember them right now. But those are two of the sources given for the makar of gavlus. Okay, says the Mishnah, Hamachalik nachasav al piv. Continuing, somebody's giving up properties on his deathbed. So we probably should have had this Mishnah first thing before we started Perek Misha Meis, but it's here. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Elazar argues in everything we've said. Everything we've said for the past 10 blot, Rabbi Elazar argues. Echad bari v'echad mesukan, whether he is a bari, a healthy person, or he's on his deathbed. Still, nechasim sheish lamachrayis, niknim b'kesef b'shar b'chazaka. Land, karka, have to be nikna with kesef shtar b'chazaka. And v'she'en lamachrayis, in niknim el b'mashicha. And metatlin only with mashicha. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar says, shchimira has to do a kinyan. None of this, you know, I'll allow you to get away with just Amira. And you have the Lumdis, like we said, Machlokas Rashbam and the Ritva, we quoted from the Achronim, whether the Lumdis is, it's as if there was a Kenyan or you don't need a Kenyan, because if Efker has an Efker. Forget all that, says Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't believe in it, Shchimira also has to do a Kenyan. Do a Kenyan quickly! Shloti Tarif Daito. But, I don't think that there are any special heterim for a shchemira. The last line of the Mishnah, the Rishonim point out, is lav dafka. When it says ein lamachrayis, is not nikkav b'mishicha. There's not only mishicha. There's hagbah. The Meiri says there's other ways to be konim metaltzelin. There's chatzer, but it's just contrasting it to the karka that it's not kesef shtar and chazaka. There is a line in the Ritva in Maseches Kiddushin where the Ritva says maybe mishicha is the av of the other kinyanim that are similar to it, right? Like Hagbah. Mashiach is the Av, and he calls the other kinyanim similar to it as Toldos. Interesting usage. So if somebody asks you on the street, where do you find the concept of Avos and Toldos? So not only do we say by Nezikin, by Shabbos, and by Tumah, which is the three everybody knows from Dav Beis and Baba Kama, but also Kinyanim, says the Ritva. The Ritva says there are Avos and Toldos by Kinyanim. There's one or two other cases as well, but that's the Ritva. So Ara, maybe this is a smach to that Ritva. Vayter in the Mishnah, Amrulo, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, Maisa be'ima shal b'nei Rochel. There's a story about the mother of b'nei Rochel, the mother of the children of Rochel. Rochel was a man. Shehoysa chola, she was sick. Va'amra, and she said, Tinu kevein asi labiti. She said, we had this part of the story earlier. She said, give my scarf to my daughter, and it's worth 12 mana, and then she dies, look, and they were Makayim her word, she didn't do a Kenyan. So you see, Rabbi Lezer, you're wrong. You see, a Shechemira could give away the possessions even without it, right? We have this Gemara to try to prove, even if you give away only some of her possessions, right? Is this possible? And Amar Lahan, Rabbi Lezer says, B'nei Rochel, tikvrei mimeim. The children of Rochel, their mother should bury them, right? So to curse them, meaning they were wrong, they were terrible. They were terrible. Rochel was a terrible person. Why? The Gemara will talk about it. But that's the story. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amr Henry Bilez L'Chachamim. Rabbi says, back to the Chachamim. Maisa b'Maroni Echa. Shehayi b'Yerushalayim. There was a Maroni from Meron, L'Chora. Right, Al Shem Makomo, Rashi says. Shem Makomo. Maisa b'Maroni Echa, Shehayi b'Yerushalayim. V'hayu lo mimetaltalin harbei. And he had a lot of metaltalin. Ubikish lina matan. He was on his deathbed and he had to give him away. He didn't know what to do. He was a Shechimira. And Amrulo, they said to him, Ein lehem takana, achi yikna agav karka. You gotta give it through a Kenyan, Kenyan agav. Get some land, be makna the land, and along the way, give them a tatzlin with it. V'holach v'lochach be'sela, and he didn't have any land at the moment. So holach v'lochach be'sela echad salach l'Yerushalayim. He bought a little piece of land, a rocky piece of land next to Yerushalayim. A be'sela, Rashi says, Rashbam says, eino ro'i l'zriya. So he bought it very cheaply. The Yamar, and he says, Tzvona leploni vimo me'atzon v'me'achavios. Right, the north part of this little rocky place belongs to so-and-so, and I also give him with it 100 sheep and 100 barrels. V'deroma leploni vimo me'atzon v'me'achavios. The mace. And then he did this and he died. V'kimu chacham misavarav.
So, did he do that at the Shas Canyon?
Sorry?
When he himself bought the land, that's the way he stipulated, or is this another person?
This is what he said. He bought the land. How did he buy the land? He couldn't move, maybe through a shtar right there. He bought the land, and now he's doing kinyan agav to these people. He's being mezakeh to them.
With a third person in between?
With the third person, I guess this is what he's saying. Yeah, what kind of kinyan is being done for the agav? Maybe shtar, maybe chalipin. It's not clear exactly how he's doing the kinyan agav.
The third person is there?
The third person, it does not sound like it.
Right, so then how is he getting it to
so he's being mezakeh. Must be mezakeh. Zachan l'adam shalav afanav. And the chacham, but you see, they were working through the kinyanim. He didn't just say it. So Rabbi Elazar says, it's a raya to me, that even a shchemira needs kinyanim. Amrulo, they said, misham raya, maroni bari haya. He was healthy. He wasn't sick. That's why he needed the kinyan. He was healthy. Sorry?
If there's another person involved, why wasn't he mezakeh just the metaltzelin right away?
Why wasn't he
mezakeh the metaltzelin to the other guy?
Meaning, why did he need the agav?
Yeah.
So maybe the metaltzelin weren't there. Metaltzelin aren't there. How do you give it to him? You have to give it through a kinyan agav, even to be mezakeh. That's what it sounds like, right? The 100 sheep aren't there. That's what you have to say. Vayter, Amar Lahan, two thoughts. Amar Lebedee Rochel Tikrim Iman. My time of Kalayalu. What was he so upset about? He cursed Rochel. What was the, of course, cursed the family? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mekaimi kotzim bekerem hayu. He allowed thorns to grow in his vineyard. Edible thorns, somewhat. And therefore, he violated the Isser of Kilayim. So what? So the Adramah says, it must be that Kilayim is, Kilayah Kerem is bad news. Says the Adramah, Os Kufnuntes, Mi Yashamin and Midir Beliezer, Demad Mekayim Kilayim Bekerem, Shari Lamiltie. You're allowed to curse him. Viniknese, Afilu Bedina Achrina. You could be Konesim. Why? The Hefker Bezin Hefker. Rabbi Konisim, when it comes to Kilayah Kerem, maybe the roots of this is back in the first parak of Maseches Shkalim. What we talk about, if somebody has Kilayah, Bezin announces, and if they don't do anything, Bezin rips out their land for them and just gets rid of it. Kilayim, right? Well, what's the symbol of Kilayim? We know, as we mentioned in the past, five types of Kilayim. Five types of Kilayim. There is Kilay Begadim. That's what we're most familiar with. That's Shatnez. There is Kilay Behema. Two types of Kilay Behema. Cross breeding and cross working. Two types of Kilay Behema. That's three. And then the two types of plants. Kilayim. Kilay Zroim. Right, the different plant tomatoes and cucumbers together, and Kilay HaKerem. Kilay HaKerem. Kilay HaKerem is the only one that is Aser Bahana afterwards. If I have a mule, I'm allowed to get Hana from the mule, even though it's a result of Kilay Behema. If I have a fruit that's made from two different fruit that we were cross-breeded, I'm allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to make it, but I'm allowed to eat it. Kilay HaKerem is the only one that becomes Aser Bahana. Pentikdash. Pentikdash Amalei Azera Shetizra Esfuas HaKerem. So that's Kilay HaKerem. That's worthy of cursing. Says the Gemara. Why is this? So maybe one could connect it to the Ramban. Ramban in Sefer Vayikra, where the Ramban says, what's the svar behind Kilayim? It's one of the chukim that the Goyim are going to say, what are you doing? It's a chok. But maybe the svar given is that when one creates Kilayim, they are playing God. They're playing God. It's as if God didn't make enough species. Right? Oh, you're trying to play God. You're trying to create. So that's not what we do. That's what the Isser of Kilayim is about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made enough. Created enough Brius. Yes, there's a concept of Vekiv Shua. You should go out and conquer the world and be inventors, but not to create new species of items like that. That's the Isser of Kilayim. So by the way, years ago, when they brought this is what I heard, that the Esther of Yashav, Dr. Abraham told me, that when they were speaking to Rav Yashav about their cloning, the original cloning issues, so Rabbi Abraham said he brought him like 25 different marmakomos about, is this shayach to the sugya, is this shayach to the sugya? And the one that he accepted and said, yeah, that's a good mucker for cloning, that's a problem, is this Ramban. This Ramban by Kilayim, you're playing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So through here, playing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't mess around in certain areas for human cloning. Okay, so that's the case. He's a review. So Shmuel says that's why Rabbi Lezer got so upset. Rabbi Lezer, what time? Rabbi Lezer goes according to his reasoning. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, Hamakayim kotzim mekarem. If somebody keeps thorns in their karem and they don't get rid of them, what do you mean mekayim? What do you mean mekayim? Because as we know, the halacha is by kilayim. If kilayim grows, I have time to get rid of it and get it out. It doesn't become. It's not usser right away. Not like I spilled milk into my chicken soup. No, it's if I let it grow and I don't rip it out, that's when it becomes asur. If I see it, I get rid of it right away, it's fine. It didn't become asur yet. That's a makayim. If you keep kotim in your karim, Rebbe Eliezer omer kiddush. Rebbe Eliezer says kiddush, it becomes asur ba'ana. The chum omer lo kiddush. Chum say no, it does not become kadosh. Ela davar shekamo makayimin. Only, the only thing that becomes kadosh is something that's edible that most people are makayim. So the Gemara says, bishlam makarkom chazi. Fine, like saffron type of, plants in the kerem that's fitting to eat. I'll coat them in my chazi. They're about to say thorns. Thorns don't become asur in a kerem because they're not edible. So Amar Bichanino. So my time is Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the svar for Rabbi Eliezer? Why does he say they become asur? Shekain v'Arabia mekaimin kotzim besados legmalehen. Because in Arabia they keep the thorns in their fields to give fodder to their camels, and therefore it is considered a food item. They keep it for their camels in their sagas. Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos. Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos quotes this in the sugya of Hotza'a. Major sugya. I think, I don't know, we discussed this a long time ago. And that is, are you chayiv if you carry something out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on your head? Let's say I carry a basket on my head from Rosh Hashanah Yachad to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim without an Eruth. So am I chayiv, daraisa? So you might say, on your head? Of course, that's so strange. It's only asumi d'rabbanan, it's a shinui. But if you think about it, it could be, it is true that in many, many places in the world, people carry things on their head. You just go to the Arab shuk, right? Go right to what? Right, go, you carry, you think these huge baskets on their head, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they do that. So what if you go to most countries in the world, it's pretty, it could be that there are more countries that carry things on their head than don't carry things on their head. So what do you go by? What do you go by for Hilchos Shabbos? So the Gemara there speaks about, the Gemara says, in Shabbos Tzadik Beis, Hamotzi Masuya Rosho Patur, V'imtim Salomar Anshei Hutzal did it, Batla Daiton Eitzel Kol Adam. Their Das is Batel. So what does that mean? That I don't go after them. What if they do it? It's a big shaila on Hilchos Shabbos. What if I do something, and my whole community does it, but nobody else does it? Right? What if you carry a pen on your ear? So do you go by the population of teachers who put pens on their ears? Or do you go by the population of the world where most people don't? So it's an interesting shiloh. So Tosfos there says, "I mashmadal asranami amar batla daita." You see from this Gemara that it sounds like that even in Hutzal they wouldn't be chayev. I, what do you do with the Arabian camels? Right, by Hilchas Kilayim, as Tosfos our Gemara, Tzadik Beis Mabez, right, you say there that they're chayev for Kilayim. Tosfos says no, because there, if we would have as many camels as they would, we would also keep the thorns. We would also keep the thorns. It's just that we don't have so many camels. But it's not something so strange. But even more expanded, one makar to come to today for this Ritva, Dayenu. Says the Ritva right here, Babasar Kufni. You got to search here. I don't see it. I did that Gemara and Shabbos. I never did this Ritva. Ritva right here. I saw it in the wee hours this morning. Says the Ritva, Kufnud Vamavezim Babasra. Three categories of behaviors. Three categories of behaviors. There's one category of a behavior that's a strange behavior. It's strange. It's weird. It's not a normal behavior. That type of behavior, even the people who do it, it's not called normal. That's not teva. If you do something strange, period. Right? Minhagam davar mishuna lekol olam, the hefecha teva. So then even they themselves that do it, that's not considered a regular action for Hilchos Shabbos or for anything. Then you have a second category. A second category is that it's not totally strange, but generally people don't want to do it. People don't do it. I would say that carrying on their head goes into this category. Right? It's not strange. Yes, there are many thousands, billions of people in the world. It's not strange. But the people who don't do it don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. So that category, the world, is not meshubit to the people who do it, but the people who do it, that's considered normal for them. Because that's not negatateva. Carrying something in your head is not negatateva. That's that category two. Then category three is a behavior, which only certain people do, but everybody would do it if they had the circumstances of everybody else, like the camels. If we had the camels, we would do exactly what they do. Category two, you don't say category two. If I had a basket, I wouldn't put it on my head. But they would. That's not called a weird behavior. So three categories. Three categories of mishuna type of actions. Very important mitva for many areas of halacha. So again, totally weird action that everybody, even they themselves, is not considered an action daraisa. A normal action, but most people don't want to do it because they're not used to it. So then, that is the second category. Everybody goes, nobody's batla daitam. And then the third category is that they themselves would do it. So that would be cool. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Well, it says there, that would be kilayim. Fine. Two more lines. Amar Rabbi Levi, konin kinyan mishchimira afilu b'shabbos. Rabbi Levi says, you take a kinyan of shchimira even on Shabbos. V'lo lachash l'div Rabbi Eliezer. El Hashem atitur of daitolav. Don't worry about Rabbi Eliezer. You do the kinyan even on Shabbos. We'll talk more about this. Kinyan b'shabbos, I'll start with tomorrow Bez Hashem. But we will stop here. Thank you for bearing with me. And we will continue.